This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran. The stories that leads the show are new playback controls in Chrome. Twitter is telling you to reset your password. Amazon plays hardball with the city of Seattle. And the new pirate radio is the most unlikely place. YouTube. We'll talk about that and more. I want to welcome you to episode 1279 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, May 3rd. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. And listeners just like you, great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at GeekNewsCentral.com/Insider or PayPal.me/GeekNews. You can pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. Everyone, welcome to the show. This is probably the latest start I have ever done in getting a podcast out the door. I'm starting at 10:30 here on the East Coast, which is incredibly late for me to start a show. But I wanted to get this last one out. I promised you that I would. Been a very, very, very full schedule. I'm very much looking forward to wrapping up and going home, and I'm going to be looking to do some laundry tomorrow if possible, but yeah, ready to head back to Honolulu. But hey, I want to welcome all the new listeners of the show. Of course, I want to welcome all of you that are existing longtime Ohana members, and if you are brand new to the show, welcome to the Ohana. We want you to visit GeekNewsCentral.com to subscribe to the show and newsletter. You can visit Geek News Central daily to read the great content on the website. And when I'm live back in Honolulu next week, you can tune at 8 p.m. Hawaiian Standard Time, 11 p.m. Pacific, to check the show at live.geeknewscentral.com. Of course, you can join our Mastodon chat channel at geeknews.chat. You can email me at geeknews@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at geeknews. You can also be part of our Slack channel if you so desire by sending an email. And you can follow me on Google Plus or on Facebook. Of course, you can watch the show when I'm back doing live on the Tech Podcast channel on the Roku. You can watch or listen on the Apple TV. You can listen on the Amazon Echo, the Google Home, or Microsoft Home device. You just have to tell those devices to play the podcast Geek News Central. You can listen on Stitcher, or you can listen or watch at blueberry.com. Of course, partner shows include No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff, The Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain, the Pro Gear site written by my team at progear.guru, and we've got the New Media Show at newmediashow.com and Podcast Legends at podcastlegends.com. This show is supported largely and in part by our good friends over at GoDaddy.com. They are the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast known to man, and we definitely appreciate them. And when you go to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, I was a little bit anxious. I emailed my rep first thing on the first and said, hey, looking at the numbers, I'm a little nervous about where we're at for the month. And he emailed me back, said, no, we're good. And so it wasn't evident on the online side. It just looked like we were really, really far behind. It wasn't a record-setting month, but nothing that's going to keep me from having to declare bankruptcy, thank God. We will keep the lights on and the groceries on the table and all that stuff. So I want to thank all of you for stepping up and helping out last month at in helping maintain our sponsor levels with GoDaddy. Just every once in a while, one of these months happen, and I guess what it is I can't see the codes that you all enter by hand. I can only see the codes that have been used if you click on the link. And of course, I always tell you guys, just use the promo codes on geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And that's what the majority of you do. You cut and paste the code and you grab it and you use it at checkout, which is really, that's fine that you do that. Matter of fact, I want to make sure you get the savings using my code, and that's the best way to do it. Of course, what do you get? Well, 99 cent.coms. 30% off on new product purchases. That's a great code. That's a great offer. We've got $1 a month economy hosting for the first year, includes a free domain. Of course, we've got $1 a month managed WordPress hosting, includes a domain for the first year. And we've got a website builder trial for you to check out. All those deals can, again, can be found at geeknesscentral.com/GoDaddy. Again, I want to thank all of you for coming through. And I don't know. I don't know why I stress out. it's not needed. It was just one of those months where things just didn't look right. But in the end, everything turned out fine. So thank you so much. I definitely appreciate your ongoing support here. The support of the sponsors, greatly, greatly appreciated. Well, I am definitely looking forward to getting back in the studio. I fly out Sunday. I get home about 5 p.m. Hawaiian Standard Time. Basically, it's a dash home, and then I'm going to be in recovery mode from I've been well adapted here from time zone wise. So actually, the next couple of days, I'm trying to stay up as late as I can to try to move my clock a little bit. So tonight's show, starting at, the time it's starting is actually playing into that. So, the goal tonight, my meetings are a little bit later tomorrow morning, so I can maybe stay up to 2:30, something like that, and then wake up a little bit later and try to move my clock to the right. That at least is an attempt. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it happen, but I'm definitely going to try. But this has been a very, very, very productive road trip. Really productive. And thank you all for basically hanging with me. And the shows have been a little different pace, I think. I don't know what it is. When I'm home, I don't think I pace as fast as I do when I'm in the hotel room. I don't fully understand it. The article load tonight was kind of back to normal. Kirk had me loaded up with quite a bit of stuff here over the last two or three episodes. But I'm glad we were able to stay on schedule and get the show out on time. That is always super, super important to me as we get, as I'm doing these trips. But anyway, ready to get home. And really, it's been a month, with the Vegas trip, being home for 6 hours and then being out on the East Coast for 3 weeks. It's, I've been gone a month. So I got to go back and, find out what's going on at my house. Even though I'm talking to the kids and stuff on a regular basis and my wife, it's not the same as being there. But looking forward to be back in the saddle at home. And a little bit of programming, it's kind of crazy as it sounds. But I'll be home. The way the schedule is set up right now is my team, Raw Voice, is having their... We do a weekend retreat every year, and this year we're doing it on the weekend of the 19th and 20th. So, Kirk, I'm probably going to be looking to you to do a show both on May 17th and on May 21st, because I will definitely be in airplanes both of those days. So we'll talk about that as we move forward. But I get home, and I'm home essentially just about 10 days before I go back to Columbus. All right, so let me just go ahead in here and get into the content. Some cool stuff here. Chrome, we've been expecting this. Chrome has the ability to mute autoplaying content, but you can either have it on or off. So the feature will either block all autoplaying content or none at all. Google feels that there should be a middle ground, which is why the latest version of Google Chrome has the ability to learn your browser preferences before deciding which sites to mute automatically. And I'm going to tell you, CNET immediately went on the ban list. They drive me crazy with their settings. If you haven't updated Chrome lately, you may want to do so. Get that latest version so you can block that autoplaying. It's really, really, that's beyond annoying. Also, we're on Twitter. You have to, right now, they want you to reset your password. They say they've got some issues over there, and they want you to, they basically found user accounts and passwords stored on an internal server page that were, not encrypted. They don't think they've been hacked, but they're asking everyone to make a change. Next up, there's a battle brewing in Seattle. Amazon has suspended all construction in Seattle while the city considers a new tax on its biggest businesses. And essentially what they're doing is they're saying, hey, companies over a certain size, you're going to have to pay approximately $500 per person just as an extra tax to have employees in the city. And this is something that the city council has put forth. It's a 26-cent tax per, no, it's considering a 26-cent tax per employee for each hour worked at companies with at least $20 million or more in revenue. That equals out to about $500 a year. And with this, Amazon informed builders working on the 17-story Block 18 project to halt construction until the Seattle Council votes on the tax. Amazon also considering subleasing its massive Rainier Square office to project office project to another company rather than occupying itself. So basically, Amazon has said, you're going to tax us like this, 26 cents per hour, per employee, just have an employee in the city. Maybe we won't expand in Seattle. And this could be anywhere from $20 to $40 million a year. But, you know, with Amazon looking for HQ2, looking for a second headquarter, well, maybe they would just move some of their employees or shift some of that work out of Seattle. I'm sure some folks in Seattle would be happy if they did that because Seattle, like Silicon Valley, the prices of homes have went up because of the high wage earnings of many of the folks that work in the administrative side of Amazon. So, you know, even though $20 to $30 or $40 million would be a drop in the bucket, I think that any business that has plans for growth in a city would just to have an employee tax, an additional employee tax, it's within their right to do that. Now, at the same time, they're going to say they're going to take that money and they're going to use that for supposedly, quote unquote, to help with the homeless situation in downtown Seattle. And that's why they're going to tax these companies. I'd love to hear what you think about this, but very, very interesting. What Amazon's taking a hard line here. So, a lot of the construction, a lot of the expansion, a lot of speculation on new business in Seattle is largely based around, what Amazon is doing. Now, there's other businesses there as well, but, this could make for a big change. Now, Amazon says in a separate proceedings that more than 1 million U.S. small businesses sell on its site. So that's pretty awesome. That at least 1 million small businesses are selling on Amazon. I know a friend of mine, his name's Gary Leland. He lives in Dallas. He's got a small, he owns a softball sports store, and he's been selling on Amazon for a number of years, very successfully. I think that he does a fair amount of business on Amazon. He's never said how much, but he says he sells a lot of bats. So small businesses, if you're not selling on Amazon, you should consider it. Pirate radio was the rage for a number of years, and we still see pirate radio stations being shut down once in a while. But a trick on YouTube has led to the blossoming of hundreds of unlicensed independent radio stations on the site, reminiscent of an age of underground broadcasts in the previous century. So a couple of young adults basically started a YouTube channel called College Music to promote the artists they liked. And what they were doing is they were using the live streaming portion of YouTube service to stream audio 24/7 with some video overlays, putting anime on top of it and a variety of other things. So I don't fully understand how they're getting away with this and not getting shut down, even though the article does say that some people or some accounts are being shut down for a copyright violation. but this is a pretty big deal. It's been going on since about 2015. So I don't know if you listen to streaming audio on YouTube or not, but apparently it's they're very, very successful. I mean, they're making about $5,000 a month through ads through their pirate radio station on YouTube. So I applaud them. Pretty cool. Also, the word is on the street that Facebook is likely building an internet satellite. There are some FCC filings that seem to come from a new subsidiary of Facebook. And we know that Facebook has talked about building an internet satellite before, but it's a partially redacted FCC application. Really talks about, looks like they're using millimeter wave to, or the 5G spectrum essentially, to try to put an internet product in space, so internet service from space. So it's very, very cool. We'll see what happens here. Facebook, someone told me that this was, because I was talking to some people about it today, Facebook has a new dating service. Zuckerberg wants people to use Facebook to find relationships, but, you know, given all the privacy problems on social network, it's probably pretty complicated. But at Facebook's annual F8 conference, Chris Cox, their chief product officer, explained how dating on Facebook works, and they went over this. Now, there's plenty of dating apps that already exist, like Tinder, OkCupid, Hinge, Match. So we'll see where this is going to go. Now, Match, which owns Tinder and OK, who took an early hit in the stock exchange when this was announced, I guess. So we'll see what happens here with Facebook dating. And I don't know if it's going to be a separate part of the site or whatever, but it could get very interesting considering the size of Facebook. Hey, big news in the podcasting space today. NPR and Public Radio Group have purchased the popular podcast app Pocket Cast. And it's kind of ironic. I had posted a byline on the RAD protocol, and I posted that at podcasternews.com. And the next this morning, I got an email from Brian, one of the top guys over at NPR, making some comments about my, you know, basically my op-ed. And we had a couple emails going back and forth. He says, well, watch the news this afternoon. There's news coming out. And I was like, okay, I was expecting some announcement on RAD. And what RAD is a measurement protocol. And and lo and behold, this afternoon, this information on Pocket Cast dropped. So if you're a podcast, Pocket Cast app user, now being purchased and owned by NPR and Public Radio Group. And they say there's no changes coming to the app. We'll see. We'll keep an eye on it. But it is it's a great alternative podcast app. Apple Watch has been credited with saving some folks' lives. You know, recently reported that Apple Watch played a role in saving life of a teen when an alert of an abnormally high heart rate resulted in the teen being diagnosed with chronic kidney disease. Now a 32 New Yorker, the man in question was working in his family's bowling alley when he suddenly felt dizzy and had to go to the bathroom where he started bleeding. His Apple Watch then alerted him that he should seek medical attention, at which he pointed and asked his mother to take him to the hospital. Along the way to the hospital, he started seizing in the car and bleeding all over the place from his mouth and his rectum. When reaching the hospital, it was estimated he might have lost 80% of his blood. And upon arrival, he was diagnosed as having an erupted ulcer and had to first receive a blood transfusion before he could be operated upon. According to the doctors, had he not paid attention to the notification as Apple Watch, there was a good chance he might not have survived, as up until the point he was a relatively healthy individual and might have otherwise ignored those symptoms. Whoa. So how did the watch know? I'd love to have that detail, wouldn't you? If you are an Adobe user, when you think of Photoshop, Premiere, Pro, and After Effects as expensive professional tools for photographers, Adobe's going to be offering K-12 schools its full suite of Creative Cloud software for $5 per student per year starting May 15th. That's a radical discount compared to the regular $600 annual price, that's what I pay, for the software, or the early education price of $240 per year for an individual student, a price that jumped to $360 after the first year. So Creative Cloud titles also include Lightroom for photography, Illustrator for vector graphics, Audition for audio editing, Dreamweaver and Muse for website creation. This is huge. So this makes it accessible really to everyone, and it could help train a new generation of kids on Adobe tools. My son uses my pro subscription for his stuff. He has a license on his computer, and I have a license on mine. And between the two of us, he's basically right on my coattails. He likes it when I go on the road, because when I go on the road, I sign the license to the computer I have with me now. And then he has to reactivate his because it gets weird and it thinks you're trying to use too many licenses. But pretty slick stuff. Facebook security analyst was fired for using private data to stalk women. It's just amazing. This gentleman had a job at Facebook. He was a security engineer. He dug into the data and started tracking people across, I guess, Instagram, and then finally was able to figure out their Tinder profiles and somehow start chatting with them. And some lady tweeted about it. And Facebook immediately started investigating, and the individual was fired. So using Facebook private data to stalk women probably wasn't a smart move, and this guy will have a hard time getting a job. He is now a young man. Why did you get fired from your last job? Well, I was stalking women. Next candidate, please, right? All right, over on NPR.org, NASA is testing a new nuclear reactor for future space travelers. This is incredible. NASA and the U.S. Department of Energy say they successfully tested a new type of nuclear reactor that could one day provide juice, power, to colonize on other worlds. The reactor can power several homes and appears able to operate in harsh environments. It's relatively small. The actual core that contains the radioactive material is about the size of a roll of paper towels, and the entire casing is obviously bigger than that. But this thing is capable, they say, of creating five. Researchers conducted a series of tests on the new type of nuclear reactor. In 20 hours of full operation at Los Alamos, and it's called Krusty, K-R-U-S-T-Y. I think it creates 10 kilowatts of electrical power. That's huge. That's huge. That's huge. It's really amazing. It really, really is. So how about one of those for my backyard? Australia is forming its own space agency, and it's, you know, after months of talks, the federal government has decided it's time. The land down under is on par with other developed nations, including its neighbor New Zealand, and has put $50 million aside to launch the program. And they're expected to unveil its funding in the May 8th budget. And it's likely that former CSIRO boss Megan Clark will be announced as the head of the agency. So while $50 million is not a lot, it's a start and gets them kick-started over there to get their own space agency going. There's a $26 smart plug. And smart plugs are a dime a dozen now, but they've got one for outside. It's waterproof. So I have the link up in the show notes on that. This is over at Kinja Deals. I normally save those at the end, but that one I didn't get moved. Also, there's a way now you can restrict YouTube for your kids to approved channels only. Inappropriate videos finding their way onto YouTube Kids last year was probably every parent's nightmare, But the new features of YouTube recently announced will make it easier to trust that your kids won't be stumbling upon something they shouldn't. So Search YouTube Kids has always made it possible to turn the search functions in the app off, but now searching off will also limit videos seen in YouTube Kids to channels that have been verified by the app team. YouTube is making it possible for parents to choose from curated collections. And most important of all, there's a feature called Total Parent Control. While it hasn't rolled out yet, later this year, parents will be able to personally choose every video and channel their children can watch on the app. And I think this is very, very smart. And for as much time as kids are spending on YouTube now, parents, please be aware of this, okay? There's a number of sites out there. We keep hearing about stuff getting hacked, this announcement by Twitter today. But there are ways to check if your online accounts have been hacked. And of course, Have I Been Pawned is one of the most, the big ones. We've got Breach Alarm. We've got Security Site Check. So all these are available in the show notes and link tonight. You can definitely check that out and go through. And I know my personal email at geeknews@gmail.com has been hacked all over the place. So, you know, I've had to change my password to that account. Well, you know, I use double authentication just because it's that particular email I use a lot of places. Now, different passwords, obviously, but those passwords keep getting on those specific sites have been compromised a number of times. The Google I.O. Conference 2018 preview, all the big announcements you can expect. That kicks off on May 8th. We can obviously expect some discussion about Android P. We can talk about Google Apps, Google Play, Android TV, Chromecast, discussions about Google Assistant, Google Home. There's going to be stuff about Chromebooks. There's going to be VR, AR, talk about security. There's already some announcements made about Google Home interaction and working with 5,000 different devices and apps. So anyway, we'll watch for that news next week. Samsung has partnered with Oath to preload 4 more apps on Verizon's Galaxy S9 and S9 Plus. So Oath and Verizon Wireless Digital Media Subsidiary is partnering with them. And with this deal, Samsung Galaxy S9 series on Verizon will now come pre-installed with Yahoo Newsroom, Yahoo Sports, Yahoo Finance, and Go90, which is Verizon's video streaming service. So if you're interested in that, and you buy that phone, be aware. NASA astronauts have caught some striking full moon sets from the International Space Station. Of course, sunrises are beautiful, sunsets are beautiful, but moon sets. And I watched a little bit of the video. It's pretty awesome. Link will be up in the show notes for you to check it out. Airbnb is being accused of being to blame for higher rents in New York City. A new report says that Airbnb is responsible for nearly a 10% of rental increases between 2009 and 2016. The city comptroller said that Airbnb is responsible for the citywide rental increase. And when he crunched the numbers, he found that New Yorkers paid a combined total of $616 million extra in rent because of Airbnb. For years, New Yorkers have been felt the burden of rent. Of course, they've got rent control in a lot of places that go nowhere but up. Well, welcome to, you know, that's the way it is in Hawaii, too. And affordable apartments should be available to rent, never hit the market because they're making a profit for Airbnb. You know, people buy them as an investment and they rent them out fully. And in just under a decade, it lists nearly 4.5 million homes for rent in more than 81,000 cities. So Airbnb, once again, getting smacked around. Now, those of you that drive, and I know probably the majority of this audience does, you hit a pothole. You hit a pothole that's too deep, and you're in getting a new rim or a new tire. There's probably nary a car driver alive that has not hit a pothole of one size or the other. And in Hawaii, the roads are, in certain areas, horrendous. And even on the highway, miles can be bad sometimes too. But Some Ford and Lincoln vehicles have a continuously adaptable suspension that senses the deep drop of a pothole and actually lifts the wheel to avoid most of it. Jaguar Land Rover has similar logic, and a company that's doing something a little different, a Boston street bump app, uses a GPS and accelerometers in your phone to automatically detect potholes and report them to the city. And of course, rolling a truck to do something about that is a wholly wholly different matter. But a lot of cities have pothole reporting systems, but not anything as fancy as the one in Boston that automatically detects and reports. So keep watching for those packages or those pothole detection system that you could probably buy as an add-on for your vehicle. Now, how many of you have ever been to the ER? Usually we go to the ER as an absolute last resort, right? Most of us, if we get sick, maybe we'll try to go to a Ready Care or something like that, where we can just go in and be seen by a doctor, get a script, or, if we've got a sore throat or something going on. But a woman received a $5,751 ER bill for an ice pack and a Band-Aid. She went to the hospital for an ear injury and was charged $5,751. Now, you can automatically say when you go to the emergency room, it's going to be $1,000 to walk in. That's going to be about the minimum that your insurance company is going to get charged if they do nothing more but than to check you and see you and send you home. It's a minimum of like $1,000. But this woman had fainted and hit her head on a table, slicing her ear in the process. She initially went to the emergency department at Hoboken University Medical Center to patch up the injury, but she decided to leave and get treatment elsewhere after she learned the doctor who would see her there was out of network for her insurance plan and would therefore cost more than an in-network doctor. She says, "I decided to decline treatment because I can't really afford any surprise bills right now," she said. "The bill I'd probably incur would not be worth saving my ear, which was sad, but a choice I had to make." Still, months later, she received a bill from the hospital. It's for the ice pack and bandage, $5,751. And Pell's insurance provider, Cigna, estimated the bill was 4,453% above what Medicare would have paid for such an ice package treatment, which had been roughly $129. But Cigna used a third-party company to estimate a reasonable and appropriate price for the services and agreed to $862 of the bill. And that left her to pay the rest. And she pushed back on the hospital bill, but the hospital ultimately zeroed out her bill and refunded her $100 copayment after she made at the time of the visit, known to a Vox reporter, to a VOX reporter, Vox reporter, who began asking questions. Can you just, my sister has had to deal with this for years. It's crazy. $5,751. Yep, the visit, about $800, right? $860. You go in, you get seen by the doctor, they give you an ice pack and a Band-Aid, and you're out. Yep, okay. $1,000. Yeah, that's what it's going to cost to go into an emergency room. But $5,751, it's just highway robbery. Hulu is going to soon offer offline viewing, and episode downloads. This is exciting. So Hulu will soon join Amazon Prime and Netflix in allowing you to download TV episodes to your mobile device and watch them while offline. I've never tried this before. I'm going to have to do this. Maybe I can get a few movies downloaded before I go home. I'll get the Netflix because I use my Fire TV when I'm in hotels. I don't use my tablets to get on to Netflix and so forth. But big news there for Hulu. Also, this is kind of interesting, and I think it's a little weird. There's an article from Wired that says how to interact with robots without embarrassing yourself. Yeah. There is now being studies and research done on human-robot interaction. There's a company called HRI Labs devoted to solving the many problems that come working with machines that are popping up all over the world. They're pouring energy and grant money into what is essentially robot therapy. Now, this seems very, very silly to me, but if you're mostly used to interacting with Roombas, I can assure you far more sophisticated machines will soon be entering your life. And my Roomba is about as dumb as it can get. It gets stuck all the time. And so how to interact with robots without embarrassing yourself. You know, as an example, in a lab in UC Berkeley, researchers trying to get robots to better predict human behavior. With a system developed by PhD students, a drone is programmed to hover back and forth between two points and to avoid humans that wander to its path. Easy enough, except the robot has no way of knowing someone spilled coffee on the floor and that the human has to suddenly change course to avoid slipping. And they're trying to make the robot be able to react to that. So, but that's about robots avoiding us, not us avoiding robots. But I guess our self-driving cars will be robots at some point, right? Well, there's a good article on Verge talking about everything you need to know about the net neutrality resolution coming to Congress next week and how this thing really works. It's the Congressional Review Act. It's called a CRA, which gives Congress the power to reverse any federal regulation by passing a joint resolution of disapproval within 60 legislative days of enactment. So ultimately, they got this whole administrative rigmarole that they have to go through. And just to get to the point where they can have a vote, and this is something that can't be filibustered, I guess. And then once it's all done, it still has to go to the president for a signature. So even if they go through this whole process, the president will probably veto it. So all they're trying to do here is get, names on a... names on a document that they can use for the midterms. And so we'll see this go through the Senate here over the next couple of months. NASA is launching a spacecraft to Mars to feel the planet as it rumbles. On Saturday, NASA is launching its latest Mars Explorer. It's called InSight. It's different from previous Mars vehicles, which studied the planet's surface. Instead, InSight will be helping scientists appear underneath the crust to learn more about Mars' insides, and that it could tell us a whole lot about how the planet was born. So this is going to be, once it lands, it's going to stay where it's at. It's not a rover. So we'll see what happens here. This should be pretty exciting stuff. There's a contact lens now that could let you shoot lasers from your eyes. Yes, scientists may be close to making one of your childhood fantasies a reality. A team from the University of St. Andrews in Scotland say they developed a thin film organic laser emitting layer that can work on almost any surface. The researchers even added it to a contact lens that they could sit on your eye. It might be a thing very, very soon. I don't know what the utility of it is, but they were able to make that happen and not hurt the eye. Apple on Tuesday reported that it sold 9.1 million iPads during the first quarter of 2018, giving the company its highest share of the worldwide tablet market during that quarter in 4 years. So congratulations to Apple on that. Also, there's a reliability test going on. There's a company called Backblaze that they spin hard drives at, basically doing testing on them to see how the failure rate is. And they were specifically looking at 10 terabyte and 12 terabyte drives. And overall, they've got, I guess, about 100,000 hard drives working. And it's made up of 1,900 boot drives, 98,000 data drives, ranging from 3 terabytes all the way up to 12 terabytes. Along with drives from Samsung and their EVO series SSDs. And basically, over the first quarter of the year, they saw a failure rate of about 1.2% across the 100,000 drives. And so that's pretty amazing. And Some drives had a 0% failure rate. Some specific drives, the drives that failed the most had the highest percentage of failures were some 4 terabyte drives that were out there. So 1.2%. Anheuser-Busch has ordered hundreds of hydrogen trucks from zero-emission startup Nikola. The deal for up to 800 trucks is 20 times as big as the one the beer distributor struck with Tesla. So this is big. Nikola, which just this week filed a patent lawsuit against Tesla, says the trucks are supposed to get anywhere between 500 to 1,000 miles on a full tank of hydrogen fuel, which gets used to power an electric motor. The trucks can be refueled in about 20 minutes. To support this and other future orders, Nikola says it's planning to build over 700 hydrogen stations in the U.S. and Canada by 2028. It's working with Anheuser-Busch to develop the first 28 of those public hydrogen fueling stations, the company says, with the first two opening later this year. So a big move there by Anheuser-Busch. Also, Sprint has announced its highest profit ever, saying it needs the T-Mobile merger. So this is pretty interesting. Sprint announced that they had the highest retail phone net additions in 5 years and the best profitability company history, with its highest annual operating income at $2.7 billion and an annual net income for the first time in 11 years, even when excluding the one-time favorable impact from tax reform. Sprint net income for fiscal 2017 was $7.4 billion. And it posted a net loss. Sprint had posted a net loss of $1.2 billion, operating $1.8 the previous year. So they had 2.7 in net income. All right, awesome. So Sprint isn't as bad off as we thought they would be. Google Pay is now working in web browsers on desktops and iOS. You know, Google Pay, and I have been using Apple Pay a lot on this trip. It's been kind of fun to do that. But Google Pay combined payment systems that Google launched earlier this year has been available in Chrome and Android since it came out. Now Google is starting to roll it out in other browsers like Safari, Firefox, along with iOS. The expanded Google Play will work on new platforms just like it does on Chrome and Android devices now, automatically syncing with your saved cards whenever you Google's logged in for easy payments at online retailers that work with Google Pay. All right. Hawaii's banning certain sunscreens harmful to coral reefs. I can see it now. They're banning a really high percentage of sunscreens to be sold in Hawaii. And, you know, we have a huge visitor base, a lot of people getting in the water, a lot of people coming that need sun protection. Even I do when I'm going out. But they say that there's 12,000 metric tons of sunscreen that ends up washing into the coral reefs. And the chemicals that are being banned are now used in over 3,500 of the most popular sunscreen products. And this bill would go into effect in 2021. So I know what's going to happen here. I'm going to call on my mom and say, can you send me sunscreen? You know, why don't we have sunscreen that is basically... if you basically say you know it's not to be used in the water, are we going to have good sunscreen protection in Hawaii, or is this going to require a complete revamp of formulas with these companies? I'm sure it will cost more as well. Well, there's a SpaceX cargo ship that's waiting to re-enter Earth's atmosphere. And it was scheduled to return from the International Space Station yesterday. But bad weather is basically the sea state is too high in the Pacific Ocean where it's being scheduled to splash down. And they're just the onboard cargo. They don't want to get shook up as much as it would if it was going to land. Yeah, the current sea state, I guess they have some mice on board that are alive that are going to be coming back. So that's probably a part of the reason of it. Good review on Gizmodo about some folks' utilizations and experiences with the iPhone X. 6 months in, pretty positive review. A lot of folks are saying that they're very, very happy with the face unlock, but they're one thing that they are not happy about is how easy the device scratches. So that's one of the small complaints about it, but a pretty good review about the iPhone X. If you've been sitting on the couch or on buying one, this might be a good article to review to consider it. This is an article on the disgusting, and it comes from the Chicago Tribune. Three black teens were finalists in a NASA competition. Their then hacker spewing racism tried to ruin the odds. So these three teens from the District of Columbia couldn't believe the news. They developed a method of purifying lead-contaminated water in a school drinking fountain, and NASA announced last month that they were finalists in the agency's prestigious high school competition, and they were the only all-black female team to make it that far. So this is really incredible stuff. And Hidden Figures in the Making, one of the teens wrote in a celebratory text message to our teammate and coaches, but some folks got on 4chan and tried to manipulate the voting. And NASA said in a statement the voting was compromised, prompting it to shut down public voting earlier than expected. The Federal Space Agency said it encouraged the use of social media to build support for projects, but wrote in a statement Tuesday that the public voting was ended because people attempted to change the vote total. And it was from these racists in a 4chan channel. Ah, horrible, horrible, horrible stuff. Virginia Supreme Court says license plate readers collect personal data and they suggest its use violates state law. Wow. Virginia is a big state for these plate readers. And they've been used for all kinds of questionable activity. Some towns in the state attain ALPRs, claiming the need to swiftly capture the worst criminals, but decide to put them to use locating people behind in their property taxes. In 2013, state police were discovered using license plate readers to troll parking lots at political rallies, giving law enforcement a convenient way to connect drivers to their political leanings. Many of these devices were dealt without public comment or oversight, and law enforcement agencies drew a blank when asked for documentation on the device's crime-fighting effectiveness. So these readers may be headed for the scrap pile in Virginia, at least. We'll see. Spotify has announced they're now home to 75 million premium subscribers. And earlier this year, they announced they'd hit 70 million, but just 4 months later, they've pushed past the 75 million mark. Congratulations to Spotify. Also, the Samsung Galaxy S10 code name. Yes, a code name, but it may have been revealed. I don't know why this makes news. Why would anyone want to know what the phone's name is? But if you want to know, it's... we think it's being called Beyond. So the S10 code name apparently is Beyond. Also, a boost in Microsoft Windows sales, specifically because it's been related to a sharp increase in cyber attacks. So Windows operating system has gotten the kind of lift it hasn't seen in years, as fears of getting hacked have prompted companies to upgrade the computers faster than they otherwise might have because of cyber attacks on the older versions of Windows. Interesting. Also, Google Advanced Protection Program now allows access from Apple's mobile apps as well. Last October, if you remember, we talked about Advanced Protection Program from Google for users who want to ensure the highest degree of protection of the data they store in services like Gmail, Google Calendar, and Drive. Users who need that upper level of protection can opt into the program, and in return, they have to use security keys for the two-step verification and can only use Google data from Google's own web and mobile apps. But that is changing today, lifting the restriction a little bit by allowing Apple's own native iOS apps like Mail, Calendar, and Contacts to use and be able to log in through these advanced protection systems. So very, very good that they've made this available. I don't go to this security level, but I do two-factor authentication. Also, good news, MoviePass has revived its unlimited plan. They've had gotten so much bad press this last week. If you were thinking about doing a MoviePass unlimited subscriptions, yes, you can go see a movie every day for 30 days for $9.95. Go sign up now. Dog Sitting Marketplace, Rover.com, is launching in the UK, its first European market. Of course, Rover.com is a Seattle-based headquartered platform that connects dog owners and other pet parents with a range of caring services, and announced that it's expanding in Europe. So I've never used a Rover service. Sonos may be announcing new hardware at its June 6th event, so we'll keep an eye on that as we get closer to that. Video Game Hall of Fame inducts Tomb Raider and Final Fantasy VII into the Video Game Hall of Fame. I didn't even know that was a thing. So what else did they do? They've inducted Space War, John Madden's Football, Tomb Raider, and Final Fantasy VII. They were selected from 12 finalists that also include Asteroids, Call of Duty, Dance Dance Revolution, Half-Life, King's Quest, Metroid, Minecraft, and Miss Pac-Man. And these four inductees span multiple decades of gaming history here. So again, a Video Game Hall of Fame inducts at Tomb Raider and Final Fantasy VII, and the other two titles as well. So check that out. Link will be in the show notes. Microsoft is fixing a Windows 10 bug that causes Chrome to freeze. And I've seen this happen. Sometimes it just like stops. And that I was having that was what I was having problems on my Windows machine. This, the April update. I didn't get the April update. Well, I've got one machine with me. I didn't do the update. But I haven't been seeing Chrome freezes before on my desktop before I switched to being pretty much all Mac. Pandora stock ticks up on growth of paying subscriptions revenue in Q1. So stocks were up 9%. The spike followed the company's reported better than expected revenue numbers. They said they had a strong quarter. Pandora generated $319 million in revenue during the first 3 months compared to $316 million during the same quarter last year. And Pandora ended Q1 with 5.63 million paying subscribers and grew its paid subscriber base 19% year over year. So Pandora is still trailing Spotify in a big way, yeah? Stephen Hawking's last paper has been published on multiverse theory. It was submitted to the journal 10 days before he died. So that'll be available in the Journal of High Energy Physics, though some version of the paper has been available on the preprint site RXIV since last year. A theory about Big Bang depicts our cosmos as one that could have an infinite number of universes sit within a larger fabric. Well, anyway, I'm not even going to go into this, but it kind of outlines his multiverse theory. Also, we're getting up here where we're going to have graduation gifts, some best Chromebooks for students in 2018. Link will be in the show notes. Got some deals on discounted Mother Day gifts. Don't forget flowers and candy and all that kind of stuff. I always say you just could get your mom a GoDaddy website. That would be pretty cool. Set up a website for mom. Also, you can get a 39-inch Roku TV for just $200. The Insignia has the best smart TV interface built right in, or this Insignia model, and it's $80 off. And so link will be in the show notes on that. I don't know how good of a television this is, but 39-inch for $200. Microsoft Surface Pro tablet is just $500 right now at Office Depot at a 50% discount, okay? So again, Microsoft Surface Pro tablet is just $500 now, 50% off if you've been thinking about making the jump here. Also, the Nokia 6.1 launches in the U.S. for $269, and it runs a Snapdragon 630 processor, but it's available, again, in the U.S. for $269. It was initially being launched primarily outside the United States. So anyway, link will be up in the show notes on that. the Dell's having a sale. You can save 12% off the XPS and Alienware brands. I'm a big fan of the XPS. You guys know that. So, but a 12% discount on those computers. Link will be in the show notes. Definitely, they're targeting graduation date. Samsung Galaxy App Store is giving away $500 in credit. Some of you may know that Samsung has its own app store called Galaxy Apps. It's pre-installed on all the company smartphones that already come with the Google Play Store out of the box. The company often runs promotions, offers free goodies, user a bid to get them to use its app store. So it's offering users $500 in credits for in-app purchases. I don't have the full details here, but link will be up in the show notes for you to check that out. All right, this is going to bring me to the end of the content I have for tonight. Let's see if I have any email that has come in. Loading that up now. And what date did that email come in? 30th. I think I've already read this email. Let me look at the calendar. Yep, I have. All right. So that's going to wrap me up. Last show on the road here, extensive road time. I'm going to be all hands and thumbs when I get back to Honolulu. I don't know how I'm going to, you know, I've just been audio only. I will have to switch the machine and do all that other stuff. So I'm sure the first show will be quite entertaining, considering it'll be, you know, my body will think it's 2 o'clock in the morning when I do this show on Monday. So we'll see how that goes. It should be entertaining nonetheless. And but thanks for hanging with me here while we've been audio only for essentially a whole month, and back to the studio and being back in Honolulu. And the weather's actually turned nice here. It was 85 today, so I've had a couple of days of nice weather. The rest of it was quite miserable, but the rest of you out here are finally getting some spring weather, and the trees are coming on green fast. It's just amazing what happens when the heat gets turned on. But it is very, very late here, so I'm going to check out. Everyone, thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the Ohana. Thanks for being subscribed to the show, geeknews@gmail.com. And don't forget about GoDaddy this month at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Everyone, take care. We'll see you back in Hawaii. Bye-bye.